Yesterday, the Florida House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed prescription drug monitoring legislation that was passed last week by the Senate. If signed by the governor, the bill will create a database to monitor the prescribing and dispensing of certain controlled substances, including some prescription pain medication. This morning, Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who is also a pharmacist, held a press conference at the county center to praise what she calls this public safety bill.
Effective 1 July 09, our fine state will join 38 other states that already have a prescription monitoring program in place. This is personal for me, both as a county commissioner and as a pharmacist who has been practicing in this community for over 40 years. Florida will no longer be the donor state where medications are easily acquired and then shipped to other states that have programs in place.
Commissioner Ferlita is widely rumored to be running for mayor of Tampa in 2011, but she would not comment on that Friday. An analysis by the St. Petersburg Times found that more than 2,000 Floridians died from an overdose of the painkiller oxycodone from 2001 to 2008. Ferlita hopes the database created by this bill will reduce those numbers.
No more doctor shopping for illicit drugs, illegal drugs, and misuse of prescription drugs. No more pharmacy shopping from filling prescriptions from one pharmacy to another. As a pharmacist, I've seen firsthand the devastation the misuse of legal drugs has caused. Families suffer, parents lose their children to drug overdoses, and our community is affected. More deaths have occurred from misuse of legal prescription drugs than from the use of all illicit drugs combined: cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine.
As recently as Wednesday, a UPS employee was charged with stealing 14 packages of oxycodone from a warehouse. He confessed to the Pasco County Sheriff that he sold them on the street and is addicted to the drug. Such addictions have increased the incidence of robberies at our community pharmacies, Ferlita says, endangering pharmacists, employees, and shoppers.
I have known individuals who have lost their lives to overdoses. I have sympathized with parents who have lost their children to drugs and want to help so that the same thing doesn't happen to other parents in our community. And sadly enough, I can tell you firsthand, I was one of those pharmacists who was robbed at gunpoint by two young men, evidently addicted to drugs, that would not think twice to pull the trigger of that gun that was pointed at my temple if myself or anybody else got in the way of them getting the medication they needed. This is absolutely a number one public safety issue for Hillsborough County.
The prescription drug bill will also track all recipients of controlled substances as a way to detect abusers, and will prohibit physicians from practicing in a pain management clinic that is not registered with the Department of Health. Ferlita calls the bill a win-win for the medical profession, the community, and for youth. She hopes that it will be signed by Governor Charlie Crist,
whom I am confident will support this bill and this legislation. Florida has won a very important victory today. And this is the message we want to put out there. Here's that message. Florida is not in the business of dealing drugs or shipping drugs to other states anymore. If you plan to be in the business of drug dealing at the expense of the youth in Florida, our prescription drug monitoring program will be in place to help prosecute you.